Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m.
And also on Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on gtownradio.com.
But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure, and I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian, and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway, but if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes, I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, and exercise. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones, and whew, it's been a journey. You know, over the last two seasons, I've shared my journey. I've shared individual tips about how I'm able to deal with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, as an adult. It's been a journey, and my inspiration for doing this show is, you know, it keeps me on track for one. And it was about sharing tips, because all of a sudden I belonged to this community of folks that had diabetes. And as I've stated in my intro, 6 months after I got diagnosed with diabetes, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. And it was like wake up call. I thought I was eating healthy. I was eating healthy. And it wasn't about eating healthy. It was about, well, we're going to leave that in context. It wasn't about what I thought was eating healthy. It was about eating for my diagnosis. And that became a huge factor in my life. I've talked to, oh my God, so many people since I've started this show. I've learned a lot. I've shared a lot. I've shared other people's stories. I'm still learning. And what I'm learning is that our journeys are the same. Coming up over the next couple episodes, I'm going to be diving into type 1 diabetes. I'm doing that via a series of interviews. I interviewed a young man who is 21. He got diagnosed when he was 15, kind of what that journey was like for him. I talked to him. I talked to mom. He's now 21, and his pearls of wisdom for other folks that are 15, you know, freshman year in high school, it's supposed to be exciting and what that was like, but you'll hear the interview. And then I talked to a woman the other day. Her granddaughter actually is around the same age, and what they're going through as a family, as grandmother, as mother, what the baby's going through. And I left her with words that I really want you to hear this upcoming episode. From the hindsight of a 21-year-old, the hindsight of her mother talking about what it was like to be paralyzed when your baby and his mother's, you know, our babies, got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Hell, if they fall and break their leg, break their finger, you know, we're taking deep breaths. So going forward, it's going to be a lot more of that. And in talking to this grandmother and in talking to this 21-year-old and the mom of the we all have this same journey. It is what I felt. It was, I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. So this programming is so important. Please go back. We're on iTunes. We're on Podomatic. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Click on Podomatic. Click on iTunes. If you go to our website, healthymomentsradio.com, you can just click through. And I told the grandmother this. I said, click through. And she said, yeah, I've listened to some of your shows. I said, well, now that your granddaughter is diagnosed, go back and listen to what it means to have a serving size, what it means to only eat carbs, but our diet can't suffer. I mean, just, she said, yeah, I've heard those, but they're going to have a new tone to them. It helps me doing this project. It helps me. And hopefully it helps you too. I always welcome anything that you've learned along the way. I'm not looking for anything that's, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 24 hours in 2 weeks. Here's a miracle cure. If my doctor and my nutritionist have not found a miracle cure, because I'm sure I will be the first to know, please don't send me any miracle cures. This is about a lifestyle change. So that's it this week. I just needed to go back and reflect upon kind of what the last few years have been in my life and in sharing the steps and the processes and the journeys of others. Until next time, this is your host, Renee Norris Jones. Here's to a healthier you. You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris Jones, here on gtownradio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on gtownradio.com. We have new tips every week, starting with Mondays at 11 a.m. We have rebroadcasts on Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes, we are Healthy Moments Radio.